Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show. Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, you survived another earthquake here in Southern California, so we can be together again this morning. Welcome to Wednesday. Welcome to a brand new Klein Alley Show.
Hello.
I'm K-Rock. I'm Klein. There's Alley.
Good morning.
Jake the Nerd. Shaky Jakey. DJ Omar. Double Dong. Double, you know, all that stuff. Double Con. Can't keep up with the names.
There's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking here at this piece of paper. It's got 17 different nicknames Omar Khan has come up with.
Crazy.
Just wild. Then, of course, you got Postmaster Johnny in there taking the calls. 800-520-1067. Beer mug somewhere in the building. If you need us, we're here for you. Live interactive show starts right now. How will you rebuild? Did you feel it? That is the question everyone's waking up to this morning. Omar, you're all the way in Rancho Cucamonga. I would imagine you did not feel it.
I did not. Nope. I woke up and I was reading the social medias and everybody was like, whoa, did you feel that shaking? Oh, my God. Did you? It was more of a roll. Wait, it was like a rumble.
Yeah, I did hear. It's funny.
It was more of a rumble.
Allie says,
I woke up out of a dead sleep and it felt really significant.
She said that she was freaked the F out.
I was.
Mugs, of course, you know. If an earthquake happens in the middle of the night, I've never had a sex dream. I never feel the earthquakes. I feel like it's so annoying.
I get so frustrated. Yeah,
I can't be a part of the chat ever.
I know. I told you about it, and then your first reaction was, God damn, I didn't feel it.
I got these two.
He's bummed. He didn't feel the earthquake.
I got these two dogs that are sitting there. They're like broken or
doing
something.
Doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, they're supposed to let me know.
Just licking their privates.
Yeah, I'm like, their job is like 15 seconds. Before to bark, and then I'm supposed to be like, all right, I'm feeling the ride. I get nothing.
Well, when it started, too, it felt long, too. So you're thinking to yourself, I think we've all felt an earthquake at some point, just being in California. And you
Not
think
me.
You felt an earthquake.
One time, it was like 4 in the afternoon.
You and I were on the air, remember? We felt a crazy earthquake. It was really, really fast, and it was like a jolt. The whole room, moved.
I thought you just stood up. I didn't think that was an earthquake.
There's something in my body that is built in from the 94 Northridge earthquake that every time there's an earthquake at night, my body automatically wakes up and I have PTSD from
it. How bad does this have to be for me to actually get up rather than continue going back to sleep?
What was the magnitude, they say?
4.2.
Okay, because it felt kind of weak, but it could be like a 2.8, it could be like a 3.4, and it's still going to give me that PTSD.
But Mugs, how old were you when Northridge happened? You were a child.
I was 11.
Okay, so think about it like this. Think about things when you were a kid and how they seemed, and I'm not saying that wasn't a big one because obviously that was a big one, but
that was the worst.
You think about things when you were a kid and then you see them again as an adult and they're not as big. Like, you know, you go back to like the house you grew up and you're like, this house isn't that big. I used to think it was a big house.
Yeah, or when you go back to like your elementary school and you see the teeny tiny desk that you used to sit in.
What the hell?
Or like the little toilets.
So maybe for you even, I mean, I'm saying, you know, historically, everyone knows Northridge was a big quake.
It was.
But for you, you were 11, so that seemed massive.
It was massive, but I think now when you feel them, I think you're just expecting them
you're
to ramp up.
Wondering,
you're
yes.
like, all right, how big is this going to get?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's go. Give
and
it
then
to me.
When it stopped, I was like, okay. And then it did a pretty big aftershock, too. And then I was like, and back to sleep.
Well, you guys. Sleep. Yeah, I was a sleepy bag.
You guys were in San Francisco, and that's like the home of earthquakes. But
well, I was in the 89 earthquake, the one that was. And I was 4, so you did. And I did feel like the entire world was turning upside down. I was very close to
Omar,
the ground.
Omar, this is my least favorite part of when the earthquake happens, is that you have the people like Allie and Muggs here. that now compare their resume of earthquakes. And that is the part that
You're just all bitching and pissed off that you didn't feel it.
I
have to listen to everybody else talk about earthquakes.
It's unbelievable that the two of you now have this back and forth. All right, yeah, I felt it. It reminded me of the 86er that happened at 3 in the afternoon. That was Northern California.
Whatever. You're just butthurt.
I felt one in Malibu back in 2020. Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, it's unbelievable you guys have this knowledge that you
If you felt that earthquake, I guarantee you, you would not be shutting up about it right now.
That's San
Andreas. You'd be like, oh, my God. Oh.
Nothing to be messed with.
I couldn't go back to sleep.
I saw the San Andreas
movie. My dog licked itself different.
And I joined in on the conversation. I saw the movie with The Rock, guys.
I'll give it to you.
All right, fair enough.
That was to scale. Movie was to scale.
Well, we've made it through. So here we are together again, rebuilding today on the show. Make it worth your while by hooking you up with some tickets to see the great Coldplay at the Rose Bowl. Put you on a standby boarding list to go to Amsterdam. Allie and I at some point today are going to try to call Amsterdam and see if K-Rock actually is world famous. I mean, they should know about us if we're sending listeners there, right? So we'll get to that on the show today as well. Lots and lots of stuff to give you throughout. Neil Brennan will be here doing jokes, and we will, of course, get you tickets to see that. If you need us, we're here. They see other people on the phone right now. This is the first I'm hearing about this. Not fair. My wife woke me up and asked me if I felt it. That's a funny move, too. And someone, you wake up the person you're sleeping next to.
Yeah, Katie didn't wake up. I wasn't going to wake her up for that.
Obviously, I'm sleeping here. Why would you wake me up for that?
Do you feel that?
We're here. It's K-Rock. Good morning. 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. It's a Wednesday morning. If you need us, we're here for you live, interactive, 800-520-1067. While we're not here, the GOAT line is that number, 844-956-GOAT.
Hey, guys. I love y'all, and I've withheld calling about this for a while, but Klein, it's not celebratory. You don't celebrate. It's not a celebration. Celebratory. There's an R in there, dude.
Okay.
Celebratory. Celebrate. Celebration. All right? Okay. Love you.
Thank you.
You'll do great. Bye.
I was not talking about celebrating. I was talking about not having sex. So it is celebratory.
You've always said celebratory.
That's
right. And I've told you many times that that's not how you say it. Well, and now you'll just continue saying it. Because once you develop your habit of saying celebratory, you're just never going to undo that.
I'm talking about being celibate. So I'm using the word correctly. It's
gotta
be some
talking
about
celebration. When the Rams won the Super Bowl, you said you were celebrating.
That's right. Wasn't having sex. That's exactly. Goddamn right. You know it. A lot of people on the text line chiming in this morning. Those that felt it, those that did not, and those that are busy rebuilding.
818, good morning, AM show. Are you all alive after that earthquake at 2 a.m.? Oof! 714, I felt it, and I think my picture shook a little bit. I will rebuild.
That was a big one.
And 562 just wants to know, I didn't see any updates about Johnny with his map trying to get to that address near the studio on using a Thomas guide. How did it go?
We picked him up after the show at the bus stop.
He just sat at a bus stop and gave up.
He did not make it very far.
That's the thing with Johnny's generation is that when they're presented with a challenge that becomes too difficult, they just walk away from it.
But he didn't even try to look up in the back and everything.
No, like, he just said, I don't know how to read this, and sat down.
He sat down at a bench, and we rescued him, and he was a total of 1.5 blocks from the radio station.
Yep.
He couldn't even walk back.
Even walk back.
It's like he didn't know how to get back.
He didn't trust himself. He didn't want to. It was a real rescue situation. We were going to send the chopper, but we decided just to walk and get him. It was really kind of
just left
unbelievable.
Left him out there.
He
would have been there this morning.
Now, to be fair and to defend Postmaster Johnny, I don't know if any of us would have done. I mean, maybe Omar, maybe you. I
used to use a Thomas guide all the time back in the day to find all my mobile DJ gigs.
Right. I don't think most of us would do great, like with a. I don't even do great, to be honest, with Google Maps and Waze. I still somehow figure out a way to get lost, and that thing tells me exactly where to turn.
Yeah, but you try and go off in your own.
Right.
You're like, no, that's not true. I'm going to take the canyon. And then you screw yourself, and you're like, what's this? What is this? It's like Google told you not to go that way for a reason.
But Google and Waze, you got to understand.
Waze sucks.
Yeah, they're
all... It gives you too many crazy directions.
They're purposely sending you on certain ways to...
Well,
they want you to drive by businesses. It's not necessarily the best way. And if they're giving everyone the same best way, then that's no longer the best way anyway.
They also don't realize that in... you know, Southern California, it's very difficult to make some of the turns they suggest on Waze.
Yeah, someone,
where it's like, why don't you just make a left and cross these seven lanes of oncoming traffic?
You gotta live dangerously.
And you're like, I can't. This is gonna take me like 30 minutes to make this turn.
Yeah. See, if you go with the old school map method that we were trying to test out yesterday, the idea is it brings you in the general direction, and then you get to kind of use your brain to make wise decisions. Whereas all of us have really gotten to the point now where we're like, I'm going to let this, you know, virtual map tell me exactly what to do. And then when it screws us, we have someone to blame, even though really we should blame ourselves. We're like, F you, Google, which just makes you feel better.
But you remember, too, I didn't really ever use the Thomas Guide, but I did use MapQuest, and you had to print out the directions, and then if I made a wrong turn, I would just have to go back to where the previous direction.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea how to reroute myself, and that's why I'm thankful for Google Maps, is it'll reroute
you. Do you guys pride yourselves in visiting one location one time, and you remember how to get there, or do you guys have to constantly look it up on your phone every single time?
Every single time.
Are you serious?
I have no idea.
What's wrong with you people?
Even places that are like two exits from my house. Oh my God. No idea.
You guys got to start memorizing this stuff.
I pick up from a place probably like once or twice a week. No idea how to get there every time.
What? Omar, I'm not going to lie to you, because every day when I leave the radio station and go to my house,
I put in Google Maps.
Because I want to see if there's a better way.
Well, that's because of traffic.
Sometimes traffic. But I will do
sometimes
this.
Sometimes traffic. That's the only reason to check it. You know how to get home, you dumbass.
No, sometimes I think
sometimes I'm not thinking about
another way.
Yeah, or I'm not really
thinking.
My brain.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm just blindly following the phone.
Do you know that up until...
You
know, the move I do, which I do not recommend, is like if I'm heading to, let's say, a concert or a Rams game or something, I try to find a car that I assume, based on what the car looks like, is heading in the direction I'm going to. And then I'll follow
idiotic.
That car. That's my method right there. That's my best one.
How's that treating you?
Not great.
Yeah.
$100
There's
of
no
app money.
For that.
Up for grabs after this.
Klein Alley.
Cannons on K-Rock. Wednesday morning. Survived the quake. We all felt it. Except me. Let's turn this Wednesday into a payday.
Yes.
Somebody right now, so you can go ahead and rebuild any damages you sustained. The 4.2 quake that shook, where was that, Malibu based, Allie?
It was like near Malibu.
Fancy earthquake.
Very fancy. 323 said, I think I was too baked to feel the quake. And then 714 said, I think I slept better after the quake.
I get
it. I think that is a thing.
Gentle rocking feeling. We all like it. We stopped doing that. You know, we're all grown up and stuff. As soon as you get body hair, I guess you don't get rocked to sleep anymore. But when your house gets rocked, it's a nice feeling.
Yeah, you feel like Mother Nature's giving you a hug. And then somebody on the text line, Klein, used your method to get to a Dodger game when they were lost. They saw somebody with a bunch of like decked out Dodger stuff in their car.
That's the best.
They followed that person and got to the stadium okay.
It's the best GPS. You just follow a car that looks like they're heading towards where you're going to. If they've got a sticker of a band on the car, it's a
I can't believe you do that.
They're like, I'm meeting my tax adjuster. What are you doing?
I've been screwed only one time. Usually they go exactly where. If it's like
what if they do a pit stop? Do you do the pit stop with them?
Yes,
what if they're lost?
Well, then you know, if anyone's got a bunch of Dodgers like flags on their car and happens to be a game, that you can assume
you think they go enough to know the right places to go into the parking lot and all that.
Yes, that's my theory. This person's like a hardcore. They probably know all the good shortcuts. They probably know the right lot to get into. And I just put all my faith in those people.
Or you can follow all those like big Escalades that are like picking up the players or picking up important people at the game, because they know like all of the loading zone areas that are like restricted.
If I see a police escort, I'll just follow it wherever they're heading. I'm just getting behind. I assume that's going somewhere cool. Let's get to it. It's turning today into a payday for someone right now. Allie knows the news.
She's got big feet and big shoes. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
All right, five questions could score you $100 of her money and bragging rights.
Allie's wife is cheating on me too. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
Thank you.
She is a dirty cheater.
Thank you. I love the calls. Thank you. As always, you can leave those on the GOAT line, 844-956-GOAT. We go to Bellflower. Say hi to Chris this morning, although everyone wanted a piece of Allie. Look at this. Oscar, Eric, Susan, everyone wanted to take you down. But Chris, we're going to give you the shot this morning. $100 of her money is up for grabs. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, man.
All right. I hope more than anything you get these questions right. So she pays somebody. I don't think she's paid anyone in this year so far. And the company, that we keep is everything. And Allie, when she loses money, it instantly changes her mood so drastically that we root for you in such a way. Your questions start right now. Here we go.
Allie knows the news.
This hotel heiress has finally welcomed her first baby, real baby, not to be confused with all the mouth babies she's made.
Personal?
K-Rock Band announced yesterday that they are calling it quits so that the lead singer can focus on being a dad.
Panic at the Disco.
The streaming service plans to stop users from sharing passwords by the end of March, which means Allie will never know what happens in the next season of Squid Games.
Pass.
Finally, some good news. The Doomsday Clock has been moved to this far from midnight. It's the closest it's ever been. How far is the Doomsday Clock now from midnight?
No, it's pass.
Pass again. And finally, this country icon, godfather of weed, will be celebrating his 90th birthday with a star-studded Hollywood Bowl show. Guest list already includes the likes of Neil Young, Snoop Dogg, Beck, and more.
Willie Nelson.
All right. Nicely done. Bring her back in here. Let's score it together. Hopefully we give you $100 of Allie's money. Allie, you're battling Chris, by the way, right now, and he is
doing great. Delivered
some solid answers. We go to question number one for you. Score it together. Here we go. This hotel heiress has finally welcomed her first real baby into the world, not to be confused with all the mouth babies she's made.
Oh, no. Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton loves a mouth baby.
That was so long ago, Klein.
Question number two. K-Rock Band announced that they're calling it quits yesterday. Lead singer wants to focus on being a dad.
Panic of the Disco.
Chris got both of those right as well. It's tied up 2-2 after two. Go to question three. Streaming service plans to stop users from sharing passwords by the end of March, which means Allie will never know what happens in the next season of Squid Games.
Yeah, Netflix.
Netflix has a theater. They've got a plan in place. It is, he did not get that one. He passed. Allie goes up by one with two more questions. Finally, some good news. The Doomsday Clock has been moved to this far from midnight, the closest it's ever been.
30 seconds to midnight? 1 minute? 1.5?
90 seconds is the number we're looking for. He did not get that either, so Allie's still up by one with one to go, and here we go. Country icon, godfather of weed, will celebrate his 90th birthday with a star-studded Hollywood Bowl show. Guest list already includes Neil Young, Snoop Dogg, Beck.
Oh, Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
God, how old is he?
90. I said it in the question. I said it. He's turning 90.
Okay, well, there's a lot going through my head when you're asking the questions.
I'm taking away Allie's point on that one.
Oh, because, my God.
Well, it's tied up. It doesn't matter. Allie wins, unfortunately. Chris, she holds on to her money for now. And what must you admit?
I'm Chris from Bellflower, and Allie knows the news.
Yeah, it's not good for you, but it is the truth. Yeah.
Allie knows the news. She is a dirty cheater.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Stop number two, K-Rock World Tour 2023. Brings you to Amsterdam to see Coldplay. We'll get you in to that trip. Hopefully stand by boarding list and give you tickets to see them at the Rose Bowl around 9 o'clock this morning right here, which I know is many hours from right now. Who knows how many aftershocks we'll feel between now and then. Many, many, many. When you feel the third aftershock, call us and be caller 20, 800-520-1067.
You know, 818 said that we should send Beer Mug out to ask people about the earthquake and also just let us know if any others are coming.
Yes, you probably stand there with this giant coat just in case to keep them safe. That thing's a very important good earthquake protection
it
coat.
It absorbs the shock of any earthquake up to 5.9.
Yeah, if anything falls on him, it'll just bounce right off that giant puffy coat of his. So many things. You guys remember when I know Jake does because this is one of his favorite drops on the show, but when my young 4-year-old daughter said this to me.
Stupid man.
Called me a stupid man now, and all of you have really gravitated to that nickname, and so much so that anytime I post a picture now, everyone just comments on it, stupid man. I mean, anytime I post anything at all, it's just the 19 different people feel they need to immediately try to be the first one to write.
Stupid man.
Stupid man.
I believe that was when you tried to convince your daughters that the reindeer got COVID and that they weren't able to deliver Christmas presents.
That may have been.
And they were on to your shenanigans.
They don't like it anymore. I've tried a few times. We had an incident yesterday. I got a call from school that girl right there who just turned four used the F word in class.
Oh, do you feel proud? Proud papa?
It's
I
weird.
Learned from you, Dad.
Yeah, great.
I was.
She's teaching all the other kids.
I was a little surprised, to be honest, because of all of the words that I say that I shouldn't probably say, I don't really use, just because of the nature of this job, I don't really use, I know Omar likes to drop the F-bomb on the air here all the time, but I don't use the F-word that much, even...
Yeah, but Klein, I bet you use it subconsciously. I'm sure you've said it in your house and not even realized that you said it.
I don't think I have. Like, I mean, I have used the word. I do use it. I love the word, but I just don't use it that often around. I was like, that's weird. And I've never heard her say that word at all. And the teacher said, look, it's not a big deal. This happens sometimes, but if you could have a conversation. And
what was the context where she, what situation was she in when she said the word?
Great question, and I asked the same question, and she said, not sure exactly, just said it, and then some kids were laughing, and then said, what did she say? Awesome.
That's great, because that kid just like shrieks it. Just to hear about the word by itself.
Right. So I said, I sat her down, I recorded this conversation, because I don't, once again, I defended, I said, I'm not going to say she didn't say it, but I've never
heard. Did you defend her both times?
Well, yeah, I said I've never heard her say that word. I'm not saying it's impossible that a four-year-old knows the F word. It's very funny when I see videos on TikTok or whatever. I know kids cursing is like not cool, I guess, but it's pretty funny. It's just funny. I don't know what things that are funny. That's funny.
Not that I think it's okay for kids to just swear all the time, but they're going to learn the words. They just need to know they can't say the words in front of other people.
And I think it's stupid. And look, I mean, go back to Carlin and the whole concept of the fact that there's just, I mean, think of every word is just a combination of sounds. Like, not the fact that we've just deemed some of them are just bad words. We can't say the fact that we come to this job every day, sit here, and there's certain things that we're not allowed to say, or we get in trouble and we get like fines. It's kind of crazy.
But then the rules are very confusing. For a lot of people. And also, I remember in school when a kid swore in front of me and it was a word I had never heard before. And to be next to somebody and then you all of a sudden know what that word, like, I had never known what the word bastard meant, and some kid used it at school. And I was like, what is this word?
It's so cool.
What is going on? I need to say bastard every day.
But you're like the opposite of that, because you have like six dads.
You're
an anti-bastard.
So why would I know that word?
You don't even need to know it. So I said to them, I said, let's have a conversation. And because I don't believe, I wanted to give them an opportunity to say the word. So this is how that went.
Girls, question. What is the worst word you know? Olivia, you first.
So I thought maybe she learned it from her big sister. So I said, all right, you can go first, because she didn't get it from me. I'm convinced of it. So I said, what is, if we get a call from school that says you use the F word, this would be a good opportunity. Sitting here at the table, what is the word?
How old's the older one?
Six. Okay, just turned six, just turned four. So I said, what is the worst word you know?
God damn it and sexy.
So the six-year-old said the worst word she knows is God damn it and sexy. Those are the two words.
I can already picture the back and forth. Do you want to do it tonight? You look sexy. No. God damn it.
Yeah. She's overheard my wife and I having that exact conversation.
God damn it and sexy.
Sienna, what is the worst word you know?
Jesus Christ.
The worst word she knows is Jesus Christ.
She's lying.
That's what she said. You think she's lying?
Yeah, she's not going to tell you what she knows, because then she's narking.
Come on. I gave her a chance. If you know the F word, let me hear the F word.
She's an F narc.
And Jesus Christ.
So the two worst words she knows are Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ.
And Jesus Christ.
Now, I don't know where she, once again, that's something I say sometimes driving around. Some guy cuts me off. Jesus Christ, you know. So that I get where she would pick that up. Probably goddamn it, too. Mostly traffic related, I would imagine.
Taking the Lord's name in vain is something that you love.
I love doing it.
Always loved that ever since I've known you.
That's the cornerstone of my moral compass.
That's it? What do you think that means?
Yeah. Oh, and idiot.
Idiot is the other one, they said. Those are the three worst words they know. So I didn't hear the F word in there. I gave him a chance. Give me the F word if you know the F word.
If she said it in school, they obviously reacted and she knows it's a bad word. So why would she tell you? I think she does know it and she's just not saying anything.
I gave her chances. I was like, how about any bad words that start with F? All I got was fart. I got nothing.
What is?
Idiot is a bad word.
You can't go around saying
Then my wife's trying in the background, trying to give a lesson now. She's like, listen.
Yeah, you
understand
that you can't go around saying these words, right?
What is...
Idiot and Jesus Christ.
Wait, hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Calm down. What does that mean, idiot?
Idiot means like you're being bad on people, not being nice.
So that's all I could get. And I tried, guys.
You're not being nice. Yeah, wow.
She doesn't even know what idiot means. I told her afterwards, I'm like, you're a real idiot. You should have known what that means. You know? It's K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show. Let's figure out what's going on in the world right now, other than earthquakes.
Grab your rider roll. It's time for ADD News. Just news it.
Let's talk about the earthquake. If you woke up and thought you were having a seizure, it wasn't just you. We had ourselves an earthquake, 4.2. Apparently, our phones are supposed to notify us now when an earthquake happens, which seems completely pointless. But it will only notify you about 4.5 earthquakes and higher. And while this is not a big one, and it's not the big one, they're saying this is a big reminder to all of us to refresh the items in our earthquake kits. And God bless you for thinking that we have earthquake kits.
Yeah,
I can you name one thing that would go in an earthquake kit besides the obvious food and water?
Radio, whistle,
battery,
flashlight.
Yeah, flashlight. Yeah.
Well, they said that fire extinguishers you need to have with you, first aid kits, and a handbook for the first aid kit, flashlights with extra bulbs and batteries, a portable radio, and a camp stove, and then water.
Camp stove.
Yeah, a camp stove or a barbecue to cook in outdoor situations. And
no,
I guess
you have those, you know, those packets. That's what I have. Yeah. Those weird camping packets.
Yeah, I ate through those a couple.
You guys really have that stuff? Yeah.
No, I did have one of those kits, but I ate through the good food, and then there was like a.
So you're hungry?
Isn't it disgusting?
Yeah. Isn't
some of it was cool. It was like instant rice you could make pretty quickly and stuff like that. Yeah, it was good.
I got a flashlight and ramen. I'm good.
And I had like power bars in there that I ate through as well. It was good. Yeah.
I really took my good. Little survival kits or my survival class, so I'm good.
Yeah, we learned about that at your class.
I know how to build shelter.
You learned don't go number
situation.
One in the stream.
If I have a compass,
get me sick.
I'll be fine. All right, the winner of the $1 billion Mega Millions has still not come forward. The winner of the $2 billion Powerball jackpot in Altadena still has not come forward. But one winner has. A guy who won $494 million on Mega Millions in October of last year. He won in California. His name is Edward Lejewski. And he bought a lottery ticket every single Friday at 7-Eleven, not 5 miles from where I grew up. And he did vow to split the ticket with somebody else. So he's got $250 million coming his way. They've already asked him what he's going to do with the money. And he said he's going to invest his winnings, donate to charity, and take care of his family. And he said, quote, I'm at the point in my life where I don't need toys. I've been married a long time, and I love my wife more and more every day.
Oh, God, what a waste of a winner.
Smell divorce?
Dude, I would blow all of it on toys. All of the money would be blown on just absurd, unnecessary toys.
And isn't that the point, that you don't need it?
Yes.
I have everything I need. Great.
You live.
Buy things you want.
In excess. We've got free stuff for you, better than a lottery win, perhaps. We'll tell you all about it and give it to you after this quick break.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.